I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
If the Senate does not pass a bill to fund the government in 6 days, the government will shut down. President Trump canceled a planned meeting with Democratic leaders, and CNN is reporting that he made that decision after speaking with you and House Speaker Mike Johnson. Did you encourage the president to cancel his meeting with Democrats?
And I think the president came to the conclusion that it wouldn't be a productive meeting. The Democrats' requests are completely unhinged and unreasonable and unserious. And if they want to have a serious conversation, I think that, you know, I'm sure the president would be welcome or would be happy to do that. But at least right now, what they're asking for to keep the government open for 7 weeks is over $1 trillion in new spending. So this is a short-term extension of existing funding, current funding. The Democrats are trying to hijack it to get $1 trillion in new spending. And I don't think that's a very good deal for the American taxpayer. And it appears, at least at this point, the president's come to the same conclusion.
Ah, great. Thank you, Senator John Thune and President Trump. We're not going to let them get away with hijacking this. They're going to try to force a shutdown, and they're threatening, we may shut the government down on you. We may put your hand in the car door and slam it shut. Well, you might find your own hand stuck in that car door. The deadline is October 1. If they don't have it come October 1, a lot of money, and this would be a total shutdown. There is no continuing resolution and supportive resolution at this point. It's either fish or cut bait, as we say. You can sit in the boat all day long cutting up your bait and getting ready to fish. Oh, I'm going to catch a big one. I'll bet I get Moby Dick. Well, until you put the bait on the hook and into the water, you're not fishing. But these guys, they think that they can do this, and they want to put it all on Trump's back because he's president and Republicans control narrowly the House and the Senate. So if it happens, it's all on their back. Well, no, it's not, because we've been at this for weeks, and you guys suddenly decide, no, we're not going to go along. We want more money. Why? Well, the American people have it. They come up with it. I have a possible solution, and it won't cover the amount of money they want. But if they want to go ahead and push this forward, every member of Congress that wants to go ahead and do that, let's cut their pay by 70%. They really don't rely on it anyway. They rely on all the other things they get, the fringes and the investment advice and things of that nature and speaking engagement. And let's cut that by 70%, and maybe that'll get their attention. They live a different life than the rest of us. I can't directly say that every member of Congress, and I'm not going to, is on the take. They're not. But there are those that always have their hand out. And every member of Congress has to get money into their campaigns. And especially in your House. In the House, you had to run for re-election every 2 years. You no sooner are sworn in than you got to start planning, how am I going to raise money to be re-elected? Senators get the value of 6 years, so they can come in and we got some good time to do some things, and then later we can work. Not that they're not already plotting to how do we draw in more money. And this applies to Republicans and Democrats. Either you're favored or you're most hated. That's the way the system is. But when they want to jeopardize our nation's future because they want to tack on more spending and government control. Part of this involves putting money back into public broadcasting system, the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, NPR, PBS. No. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. As you can tell, we're having a kind of a calm day here today. Not likely. In fact, in the first hour, you probably heard, whoa, you didn't hear the first hour? Oh, I'm sorry. Best program I've ever done. Second to maybe this one, this hour. I know you can't listen all the time. That's why everything we do goes up as a podcast when we finish. Available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program unfold. This blood trickling down my face right now, I shouldn't mention that. I've got to explain it. I'll forget it. Anyway, you can watch the program. How do you do that? We go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And again, I remind you, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to know more by the time we finish this hour than you do right now, I promise you. And in fact, later in this hour, there's growing concern of something folks really hadn't paid any attention to. I kind of heard rumblings a while back, but I didn't really understand it. But I've got an expert coming on that's going to give us more details. If we do all this AI projects that are planned ahead to artificial intelligence everything, the amount of power it will consume, could it cripple our current electric grid? Could it be the worst thing? Oh, well, we can have AI figure that one out too. Really? That's coming up a little bit later. In the meantime, we've got James Comey, former FBI director, charged with perjury and facing a trial for two counts. James Comey immediately, I'm not afraid.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right. But I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system. And I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
Okay. Let's have a trial. You're not proven guilty at this point. And I do like him saying, vote for our nation. But James Comey lied to Congress twice. Documented. Clearly documented. Greg Jarrett, Fox News analyst, explains.
It seems to me that his deceptions were pretty obvious. And, you know, the false statements, obstruction charges are pretty straightforward, Brian. And if convicted, of course, up to 5 years in prison. You know, he allegedly leaked sensitive FBI material and then lied about it under questioning from Congress twice, 2017. Again, he doubled down in 2020. And while testifying, Comey insisted, gee, I never authorized anybody else to anonymously leak. Well, several former FBI officials, including allegedly Andrew McCabe, James Baker, they're on record stating that Comey did authorize numerous leaks of sensitive information, some of it classified. And look, you know, in Washington circles, he was well known as a notorious leaker, often to sort of burnish his reputation, inflate his ego, but mostly to smear Trump.
And that's what he was doing. The Federalist Brianna Lyman, we've had on before, she summarized it this way. The charges come from testimony Comey gave in 2020 when Senator Ted Cruz questioned him about testimony he previously provided in 2017, in which he stated, I did not authorize leaking information regarding the FBI investigation into President Donald Trump or former Secretary of State Clinton. That's even reported by NBC News. But former Deputy FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe said Comey was aware of the leak of information to the press and essentially gave it the stamp of approval. That was found as a fact by a 2018 Justice Department Inspector General report. And Comey's role in helping form and advance the Russia collusion hoax cannot be overstated, Brianna writes, and I agree. Now, payback time. South Carolina Senator Graham.
Everybody who stands up to Trump gets cheered on as a hero. Every accusation against Trump that's bad for him is assumed to be true. The question is there any cost to people trying to destroy President Trump's presidency, his personal life? Is there any cost in this country for lying to a court to push a warrant that you know is really not accurate? So here's the question. Everybody answered my question who signed the warrant application. If you knew then what you know now, would you sign the warrant application? They all said no. Now, why did they say no? Because me and you and a bunch of other people proved it to be just complete BS. It was not a reliable dossier. It was hearsay. It was bar talk. It was made up garbage by people associated with the Clinton campaign.
And Comey knew that. And so did Obama. And Biden and Attorney General Lynch, they all were eventually told this is a propaganda machine put together by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And yet Comey and the FBI agents were using that as evidence to get FISA warrants to illegally wiretap Americans. They destroyed General Mike Flynn and his life. They didn't care. Well, now Comey's going to have to come up with a lot of money to defend himself. And again, this is not retribution nor revenge. This is seeking justice. Peter Navarro is, again, a perfect case example of how they were treating opposition.
If you don't hold these SOBs accountable, they're going to do it again and again and again and again. They're going to put us in prison. Steve Bannon and I went to prison. They're going to try to shoot us twice. President Trump, they're going to kill us, Charlie Kirk. They're going to do to John Eastman and Jeff Clark, take their bar cards away and their livelihoods so they can't feed their families. They're going to bankrupt Rudy Giuliani. They're going to try to bankrupt Mike Lindell. Every person I served with in the White House at a senior level was a target after I left and Donald Trump was out of office.
And at a minimum, everyone that got targeted had to pay millions of dollars in legal fees, losing basically their lives, having to put a mortgage on their home when it's already been paid off and now losing the home. Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, being a big supporter of Trump, they went after him. Why? Because they could. Not because of law and order, but because they could. The United Nations heard over the last couple of days from a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization and also Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. Well, the response by Netanyahu was vastly different. Here's how Netanyahu began.
So to the remaining Hamas leaders and to the jailers of our hostages, I now say, lay down your arms. Let my people go. Free the hostages, all of them, the whole 48. Free the hostages now. If you do, you will live. If you don't, Israel will hunt you down. Ladies and gentlemen, if Hamas agrees to our demands, the war could end right now.
Yep, it could.
Gaza would be demilitarized. Israel would retain overriding security control. And a peaceful civilian authority would be established by Gazans and others committed to peace with Israel.
Now, he was speaking to about half the UN delegation, the usual suspects walking out on him. They didn't want to hear him. They knew what he was going to say. So that was an entirely different response than they gave the other day to a Palestinian leader, Hamas. I say of Hamas, its title officially is a Palestinian Liberation Organization leader, but you can make Hamas as an underlying point of that. They applauded him, and no one got up and walked out. They certainly could have, but they didn't. They respectfully stayed in their seats and listened. The whole idea of the UN is to bring people together, to have dialogue. You disagree? Fine. Sit there and listen to his points and get up and debate them. But mostly Muslim nations, as I said, the usual suspects, walked out. But when the leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization stepped up, no one walked out, even those who might oppose him. Netanyahu made this point.
And of course, you understand that the war in Gaza has affected every Israeli. But I'm sure there are people in New York or in London or in Melbourne and elsewhere who are probably thinking, what does all of this have to do with me? And the answer is everything. Because our enemies are your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, the Qatari prime minister said the entire Arab world is looking to President Trump as the, quote, only one who can bring peace to Gaza. So for those of you knocking Trump, the Arab world says Trump can actually bring peace if we will follow him. He's trying to make it happen. On one other thing, Netanyahu pointed out because of the intel, the Israeli intel machine, first of all, they had loudspeakers spread all over Gaza broadcasting his speech in their language. And they also had a device where they went to every cell phone that exists in Gaza, be it held in the hands of Palestinians or Hamas, and it interrupted, like you get an alert for a missing child, it interrupted and played his speech on their cell phone. They couldn't stop it unless they turned the phone off. I love it. I love it. And for those who walked out of the speech, I'm sure they were getting calls eventually from friends, allies, said, we heard him over here. How did that happen? I love it. Coming up, artificial intelligence. Can it do everything it says? But more importantly, will it cripple our electric grid? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Okay, so let's set this up for you. We're in the process of contacting our guest and getting him lined up. He's already been lined up, but we have some communication issue and making sure that he got the right time. We're verifying that. But we're looking at a situation here, and this is a quick check of some headlines revealing that the U.S. might not have enough energy for data centers. It will need enormous amounts of power to cool processors that run very hot, which are being used or will be used by artificial intelligence operations. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Clean Wisconsin, says data server power usage could exceed all homes in the state combined. Well, that would be a massive use of power. And if that's just for one event, one facility? In North Carolina, they're worried about how they're going to handle the energy demand. Savannah Morning News, data centers will take up 50% of Georgia's new energy. Even though they're building and improving and creating more energy in Georgia, these data centers using and pushing AI will end up to be cooling down everything, take up that much energy. And then out of Palo Alto even comes this remark. Data centers drive surprising, surging electricity demand. Listen, this is like going down the car, the road in your car, and you see it moving closer and closer to E, and you think, I wonder how much farther I can go before I run out of gas. Well, it stopped. You found out, didn't you? Wall Street Journal. U.S. utilities are reporting a sharp upswing in interconnection requests from prospective data centers that will need an extraordinary amount of electricity to power America's artificial intelligence race. You see where all this is going. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying that they're all recognizing. And if the Wall Street Journal points that out, they're recognizing there's going to be such a great demand. You have to have enough power to keep these processors cool and that they can work. So, quote, your artificial intelligence actions can continue. All right, I got a message. Let me check it real quick from the said he texted him, so we'll see if we can get him in the last few minutes. When a guest does this, they lose an opportunity to express themselves, so we'll get him on and do the best we can. But again, back to the Wall Street Journal article. They're saying in some cases, the collective request will equal or surpass by multitudes the existing electricity demand and a utility's entire service region. You just can't do it that way. I mean, if you're going to be sucking up all the power from everyone else, what are they supposed to do? Well, we got our AI program up, and it's running, and it's working fine. Well, then why are you continuing to take it away from those who need it? Associated Press makes a note that at this time, when electricity bills nationally are rising fast, in some cases they are, twice the rate of inflation, that is correct, according to federal data, and growing evidence suggests the bills of some regular Americans will be going up to subsidize the gargantuan energy assets and needs of big tech. It'll be on your back, and you pay for it. But I'm not using artificial intelligence. I'm just not even adding any more TV channels or any other subscription services to my channel. I'm doing nothing. I'm not even using a hybrid car to plug in. Yeah, but you're going to pay. And you're going to pay more because these companies pushing this are going to have to get it somewhere, and someone's going to have to pay, and that would be you. Once again, back to the Wall Street Journal. A search on a generative AI platform like ChatGPT. Are you listening? Are you listening? Can use at least 10 times the amount of energy of a basic Google search. Now, I'm not competent to tell you why, but the source the Wall Street Journal is quoting says that would be the fact. You don't need to go ChatGPT to search. You search Google, and you're actually overall saving 90% of the energy needed. So how worried should we be? Well, we had Jay Young lined up. It looks like we're not going to get him. It's his loss and ours as well. I wanted to hear from him. Jay is author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. He's also the founder and CEO of King Operating Corporations. So he wouldn't know what he's speaking about, but we're just not going to have him. And I'm not going to spend more time. I mean, what I've been giving you is legitimate information, but I really want you to get it from, quote, the expert. In fact, his operations team has a 200 years combined experience in oil, gas exploration, development, accounting, and so forth. Fourth generation oil and gas professional, but too bad, so sad, Jay. Not going to happen. I do want to go back to something I had brought up in the previous hour. Now, if you heard the first hour, and this is accepting some of you did, you knew I was raising issues again about the vaccines for autism. As you heard the other day, they are speculating there's a drug that could vastly improve the lives and help kids who are dealing with autism. Well, here comes what NPR wants to say about that. Headline, Leukervin, that's the drug, Leukervin. Leukervin for autism, many scientists and parents are skeptical. Well, damn it, why don't you consider giving it a chance? Is this kind of back to what were you trying to get for your COVID shots in place of COVID, rather? And they would told you, no, that's a horse pill. You can't take it. Wouldn't do you any good. And how many people related later, I got it and it really helped me. It may not help everyone, and those it helps, it may not help to the extent it does others. But they are taking the leftist attitude, if this is coming down on Trump's watch, because Trump said, we're going to make it easier and available as fast as we can, well, we're going to immediately dismiss it. I know there are parents that are skeptical. I know a couple of parents, relatives, who have autistic children. They're excited about this. I wouldn't say they're skeptical, and they're excited to see if their child would qualify for the use of this drug. Maybe not every child will. And if they qualify, they still are then are hopeful, not skeptical. See the difference? Skeptical versus hopeful, even prayerful. This will work for my child. Why do you start with a dead end zone. Why don't you start with, let's see where we go. But NPR points out many scientists and medical organizations are skeptical. Some families, they actually say, are excited. And many are wary. Look, I don't doubt that those reactions and emotions exist. But I want to nail it down for you. You know why they are pushing the skepticism rather than the hope and the possibility? Because President Trump promised this could be a new treatment for the autism spectrum. It's basically a prescription form of vitamin B9, folic acid. Every woman pregnant, if they're doing proper prenatal care, is advised to get extra folic acid for the development of the child. And if a woman has done all that and followed all the laws, has not, I don't mean the laws, but the regulation for caring for their unborn child, not drinking alcohol, smoking, everything else, and the child comes out autistic, could it be traced to the fact that vitamin B9, even though they were taking folic acid, did not get to the child, that something blocked receptors for that child? That's what they're suggesting. Why wouldn't you want to pursue that? Trump suggested it. Bring back Biden, have him stand up there and read from a prompter that this could be great. What would they do then? In the meantime, the Trump administration considering adding autism to the list of injuries covered under the federal program of compensating those harmed by vaccines. Autism's not on there. I'm surprised. There is a vaccine injury compensation program. It's been in effect since 1986, paid out $5+ billion because kids had adverse reactions to vaccines or adults. And autism's not included? Trump says it should be. I am in full agreement. Coming up, White House spokesman Stephen Miller on The World After Charlie Kirk.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Larry Connors welcoming Tom Shaw Realtors aboard. Nearly 100 years helping sell acreage, homes, horse property. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, 283-5064. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness. You are jealousy. You are envy. You are hatred. You are nothing. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity.
Stephen Miller, right on the point. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. It's a non-binding political action. There's no legal mechanism right now to label domestic groups as terrorists, but it raises the flag, as well it should. And Antifa, some are saying, well, it's just an ideology. It's not really an active group. They have different chapters all across the nation. And all these violent activities we have seen during all the way back to the Michael Brown case and forward, when Antifa is involved, it is violence. And the ones trying to kill Kirk, or rather did kill Kirk on the bullets written here, catch fascist, and also words reference Antifa and guns that were used to go after Trump. Same thing. They want to tell you, well, we're not really an organization. Yeah, but you're getting money from somewhere. And if you're a terrorist organization, we will shut that down. That's what we can do with this. Oh, I didn't see Mr. Soros came in the room. George Soros standing here. George, you're not going to like what I'm going to say, so either cover your ears or leave the room. Oh, you want to stay? Okay, fine. I want to know why you basically gave $80 million to groups tied to extremist violence. Yes, you did, George. Oh, now you want to walk out. Rachel Ehrenfeld, we've had on previous times, author of The Soros Agenda, points out that the Open Society group that he helps fund sent millions of dollars into U.S.-based organizations engaging in direct actions that the FBI did define as domestic terrorism. Whether or not it's declared, quote, Antifa, or by Trump, that's documented. One group, the Sunrise Movement, got something like 12. $2 million from Open Society. Another group, Antifa Associated, Stop Cop City, Defend the Atlanta Forest Coalition. Another Antifa group getting money. The same group that was attacking a police training center, throwing Molotov cocktails, bricks, and rocks. That's violence. I don't care how you do. You cannot say that's free speech. Free speech, my. You know what? I'll stop my free speech there. You got the idea. And then this killing of Charlie Kirk the other day, again by a guy that had written on the bullets. Here, fascist catch, another Antifa warnings as well. Stephen Miller again.
Our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the art and architecture. They built the industry. Erica stands on the shoulders of thousands of years of warriors, of women who raised up families, raised up city, raised up industry, raised up civilization, who pulled us out of the caves and the darkness into the light. The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil. They cannot imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen in all of us. Because we stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble.
And all they're about is destroying and chaos. If you search in Google and you ask, let me see exactly how I phrased it so I don't give you a false impression here. I just asked for anti-designated terrorists. The AI overview, the artificial intelligence, does talk about Trump and his executive order. And then deep down in the copy, it points out, this is not the first time Trump has tried to do this. In 2020, he also vowed to make that designation. But former FBI Director Christopher Wray and others say Antifa is better described as a diffuse, leaderless protest movement or ideology rather than a formal organization. Did you not hear how much money they're getting as being an informal organization? Somebody's getting that money. It's not just one or two guys here and there. It is a cell of people. But then going on down as we read the Google definition, a reference domestic extremism, this gives you everything. I'm reading directly from the AI chat examining terrorism, domestic. Quote, while far left political violence draws attention, you think when you shoot Charlie Kirk dead, you don't think you'll draw attention? Of course you will. Anyway, while far left political violence draws attention and leaves bodies and burning buildings and things like that. All right, let me get back to the quote. While the far left political violence draws attention, experts note that domestic terrorism-related attacks are overwhelmingly carried out. Here it comes. Back it up, baby. Back it up. You don't know how big this is going to get. It's overwhelmingly carried out by far-right extremists or jihadist-inspired actors. Those are lies. With the Kirk assassination, how many members on the far-right conservative movement had gone up and started shooting innocent people, torching, burning things? And it also makes a point to say, the Trump administration has also been accused of directing resources away from monitoring and prosecuting violent far-right groups. Well, first of all, maybe he can't because they're not really anything but an ideology. See, we can play that game. You want to play word games, Antifa? We can do the same thing, and we can do it better. But again, those that thought they were going to end a movement with the death of Charlie Kirk, Stephen Miller.
The day that Charlie died, the angels wept, but those tears have been turned into fire in our hearts. And that fire burns with a righteous fury that our enemies cannot comprehend or understand. When I see Erica and her strength and her courage, I'm reminded of a famous expression. The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. Erica is the storm. We are the storm. And our enemies cannot comprehend our strength, our determination, our resolve, our passion.
Stephen Miller, White House spokesman. Erica Kirk, as of today, is now hosting the Charlie Kirk Show. And I'll remind you how many people have been shot, threatened, attacked because they were happy to see Kirk killed. I know another such incident. How many buildings were set on fire? Again, I don't know of any. The only fires I know dealing with the Charlie Kirk's death were candlelight vigils. But the left would have gone way overboard again, as they always do. They would have been attacking anyone that had a Charlie Kirk emblem on their car, a lapel button, a shirt, this station, other conservative outlets making the same statement. Larry Connors, USA. What? They don't understand that we're hurting too with the loss of Charlie Kirk, but the answer is not violence. The answer is making sure you understand there will be retribution. Legal justice will prevail. As long as we can hold that to that level, then we are remaining a civilized society. But the Antifa group, they want that chaos. They want another civil war in this nation. They would love nothing better. The problem is, it won't be, as they envision, blacks fighting against whites and other minority groups fighting against whites, because there are a lot of black people now and other minority groups that are conservative. They know they've been duped all these years. And they may not agree with everything I say, but they are thinking for themselves, which we knew they could anyway. But the left does not give them credit. They don't even think they can afford, much less understand, how to get an identification to go vote. They think they're that stupid. All right, well, let's close out with a laugh of the week. A great laugh of the week here for you. We're going to go to the wisdom. I can't believe I actually used that word. I did. The wisdom of Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. Please, let me say this in advance, because you might have other people nearby listening to the same program right now. I know many of do. Please don't laugh so hard and loud that the others cannot hear this gem.
Kamala Harris, light years ahead of Donald Trump as it relates to qualifications, as it relates to her overall resume, and as it relates to the fact that she was a lot younger. Everybody said that they wanted to get rid of Joe Biden because he was too old. Then you had a younger, qualified, non-felon candidate, and somehow the people still chose the old white man.
The old white man. Is that racist? Of course it is. I know I laughed in part of it. Maybe I interrupt. Jerome, I'm going to ask because I couldn't contain. I warned the audience not to do it, and then I turned around and did it. But let's hear it again, and I will not say a word.
Kamala Harris, light years ahead of Donald Trump as it relates to qualifications, as it relates to her overall resume, and as it relates to the fact that she was a lot younger. Everybody said that they wanted to get rid of Joe Biden because he was too old. Then you had a younger, qualified, non-felon candidate, and somehow the people still chose the old white man.
It's not just the old white man part. It's the beginning that I did. I'm telling you, I was really struggling not to interrupt it a second time when she says, Harris is light years ahead of Trump. Boy, there are so many jokes that opened up right there. Did you get a good laugh out of it? Oh, we're not done. We're not done. When I say I'm going to leave you with a laugh for the weekend, we got one more example. We got South Carolina Representative Mace earlier this year talking to Minnesota Governor Walz, asking a very simple question.
Okay. What is a woman? What is a woman is the question.
I'm not sure I understand the question here. What do you want me to say? This is...
I want you to say that a woman like me is an adult human female, that men can't become women. You guys are the party of violence, and you're the party erasing women. You don't respect us. You're a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
I yield back after I've made several points. But Walz, dancing, funny hands, what is a woman? I don't understand the question. What is a woman? If I'd asked, what is a car, do you think he could have come up with a description? Oh, I don't know. Maybe they're making gender-related cars now, too. Maybe I need to back off that. You know damn well what was going on. They're afraid to recognize women, and they have dismissed them and put them down. So women, if you're still voting in that category, understand, they're using you, they're abusing you. As always, I ask at the end of the hour, what did you learn this hour you didn't know when we first started? Class back in session Monday. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.